The Closed Circle by Jonathan Coe, read by Colin Buchanan. Part 1. High on the Chalk.
High on the Chalk. Etretat. Tuesday, 7th of December, 1999. Morning. Sister dearest, the view from up here is amazing, but it's too cold to write very much. My fingers can barely hold the pen. But I promised myself I'd start this letter before returning to England, and this really is my last chance. Last thoughts, then, on leaving the European mainland, on coming home. I'm scouring the horizon and looking for omens. Calm sea, clear blue sky. Surely that has to count for something. People come up here to kill themselves, apparently. In fact, there's a boy further down the path, standing dangerously close to the edge, who looks as though he may be planning to do exactly that. He's been standing there for as long as I've been on this bench, and he's only wearing a T-shirt and jeans. Must be freezing. Well, at least I haven't got to that point yet, although there have been some bad moments these last few weeks. Moments when it seemed like I'd lost my bearings completely, that it was all spinning out of control. You must have known that feeling once. In fact, I know you did. Anyway, it's over now. Onwards and upwards. Beneath me, I can see Etretat, the wide curve of its beach, the pinnacled rooftops of the chateau where I stayed last night. I never did manage to explore the town. Funny how, when you have the freedom to do anything you want, you end up doing so little. Infinite choice seems to translate into no choice at all. I could have headed out for Sol de Apoise and ended up being plied with free Calvados by a flirty waiter. Instead, I stayed inside and watched some old Gene Hackman movie dubbed into French. 4 out of 10 for that. See me afterwards. Could do better. Is this any way to begin a new life? Am I really beginning a new life in any case? Perhaps I'm just resuming an old...